We still have.
Love Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, world. Good morning, world. It's Block Talk Radio with the Council of Elders show and Jason Brooks. Please stand by for important information that you need to live by. Hello, Mr. Brooks.
Good morning, Oscar Bassett. Good morning. I'd like to thank everybody for calling in today to the Council of Elders program. My name is Jansen Brooks, and I want to welcome and thank everybody again for calling in this week. Now, for you new listeners, let me explain the purpose of the Council of Elders concept. The purpose is for older people, elders, to give advice, counsel, and life experience to younger people. Advice that can help them navigate successfully through life, deal with issues, and avoid some of the pitfalls that can affect everyone. The concept is based historically on African culture, where elders in the community had council members to help guide and encourage the tribe members, also to settle disputes, etc. Young people are especially invited to call in with issues or questions today. My dream is to have a Council of Elders group or organization in every community in America, and for the Council of Elders to be known about in the community so that people could have an opportunity to get advice from elders about their concerns. But it first starts with a single Council of Elders group. So we're establishing a group of elders here in the Sacramento, California area. We'd like to have about 10 volunteers initially. Once we get enough volunteers, we can go out to youth centers, juvenile halls, boys and girls clubs, churches, etc. We can also be available to young adults as well. Sometimes they need advice on how to raise kids, how to get along in their careers, how to get along in their marriages, etc. Moving forward, this is an effort to bridge the gap between young people and elders. The younger generation today and the older generation should start to merge. The Council of Elders is an effort to do so. Well, what a week. We're about to go through some change, hopefully in a few days, be on the road to change anyway. Today, we're going to be discussing a topic that we all can have some need to focus on, and that is the topic of building self-esteem. Self-esteem is something which is one of the foundational points of living a successful life. And so have with me today Mr. Michael Gant, who works in the mental health field. And neither one of us are experts in self-esteem building. But today's show is an effort to begin the process of talking about it. It's something that the Council of Elders will be working with to try to improve our young people's self-image and their self-esteem. Let me just start off by reading from an article. It's called Celebrating the Strengths of Black Youth, Increasing Self-Esteem and Implications for Prevention. Decades of research link African-American youth's high self-esteem and positive racial identity with their academic success, behavioral adjustment, and positive emotional functioning. Given the race-related disparities for health and well-being found in children of color in the United States, it is particularly critical to understand the protective function of self-esteem and positive racial identity among these youths. Recent data highlights disparities in health and well-being experienced by children based on their race, ethnicity. We found that African-American children with U.S.-born parents face the highest overall levels of risk compared to all other ethnic, racial, and immigrant groups on indicators including poverty, health status, educational performance and attainment, and family risk factors. Despite improvements in race relations in the United States in recent years, there remains significant work to be done to improve the development of these youths. I'm almost done here. In addition to contending with significant economic and contextual risk factors, African American youth also contend with negative social regard. Research demonstrates that negative attitudes toward African Americans persist, and that African American youth are aware of these attitudes. A majority of these youth frequently report discrimination in a variety of social contexts, that is, school and community. In one study, 75% of African American youth reported being hassled by a store clerk or guard because of their race. And in another study, 77% experienced at least one discriminatory event in the previous 3 months. Perceptions of discrimination relate to decreased levels of self-esteem among African American youths. Let me repeat that. Perceptions of discrimination relate to decreased levels of self-esteem among African Americans. To promote adjustment and well-being for these youth, it is important to identify protective mechanisms that buffer the negative impact of discrimination experiences and bolster self-esteem. Hello?
Is that the end? Hello?
I'm not sure. He might have fallen off. Let's give him a minute.
Apparently Jensen dropped off.
Okay.
I'm looking at him. He didn't get in yet.
Well, let me step in with a little something of my own. I mean, you know, I, like many of us over the years, for various reasons, we've had, you know, opportunities where self-esteem has been troubling. You know, we all have different levels of it. There are those people out there who never really had to deal with it. But for speaking for myself, I've had to deal with it because I started off in life with problems with my own identity, dealing with a parent who was mentally and verbally abusive. It definitely created, you know, a low level of self-esteem in me because I had no self-worth. It took me years to really come to grips with what self-worth is and what it meant to me, and that's basically. It just meant that, you know, how do I see myself, and, you know, and how do I want others to see me? You know, it was also tied to my military experience. When I was in the military, I was very had low esteem to begin with, but as my career went on, I came out with a very high opinion of myself and very, you know, believed in my own self-worth. But after I got out of the Army, I could not, you know, really find myself because of, you know, because I was entering civilian life and looking for civilian jobs. And, that, you know, it was a very different world that I found myself in. So there were many, many times when I found myself with low self-esteem. And through in dealing with my, you know, my issues, my substance abuse issues and mental health, I finally learned later through someone else who pointed out to me that one of my biggest problems was low self-esteem. And he told me that I needed to provide myself with positive affirmations on a daily basis, look in the mirror and say, you know, that I am, I do have worth. I do value myself. And that's, that's something that a lot of us are not doing. We're not finding ways to find value in ourselves. But it takes, oftentimes it takes the observations of others to help us even overcome that.
Very well said, sir. And this is Ron. I'm
can you hear me? Yeah, I'm back. You can let me in.
Mr. Jansen.
Oh, okay.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. It looks like I got a dropped call. I don't know how much you guys heard it. I looked at my phone, and I'm like, okay. But anyway, that's what we want
we
to
had,
Michael
has
that's
already
what we want
started,
to,
Mr. Jensen.
Yeah,
a
I can hear
on
him.
That. You
yeah.
could hear him?
Yeah, I can hear
and,
yeah, I can hear
and
him.
Again, I think that this is an excellent topic because, see, like Michael is saying, I'm just a little bit ahead of him. I was very fortunate to have folks in front of me that even when I was screwing up were saying, at least you're trying. That's affirmation as to at least you're trying. And this is where I think we are now because our people – they don't talk our X generation down, if I can say it that way. They don't talk. Is it the time to demand? Yes, because of the climate we're in. You have to be able to talk. You can't just cuss folks out and expect them to understand what your problem is. And that's where we lose it a lot of times because we haven't been able to talk. We can't talk in our own families. The word was, when I was a young man, was, you do what I say. That's all you got to worry about. Just do what I say. Well, they're not buying that now. And you got to give them a reason. I think I've said this before. You got to show folks what you're about. You just can't tell them because they ain't buying in on that. And there again, that's we need to start expecting more from our young people. That was one of the problems. I don't know if you guys remember back in the day when they had the Ebonic thing going on in Oakland. I was totally against that. Why in the world are you going to condemn your Oakland folks to just stand in Oakland? They can't go to San Francisco. The financial center of the West Coast, and they can't go over and talk because can't
right,
nobody
right,
understand.
Right. Brother Ron, I'd like to get back on the self esteem topic though, but that's very
right.
important what you're saying. Let me just give us a working definition of what is self esteem.
Mr. Brooks, we got a couple of people. We got a couple of people in the wings that would like to join the topic. One of them is Mr. Walter Williams, and the other person I don't recognize, but as soon as you get a chance, please let them in.
Okay, all right. So what is self-esteem? In psychology, the term self-esteem is used to describe a person's overall sense of self-worth or personal value. In other words, how much you appreciate and like yourself. It involves a variety of beliefs about yourself, such as the appraisal of your own appearance, beliefs, emotions, and behaviors. And as much as possible today, I like to keep us on topic of, you know, talking about self-esteem and overall, how can we as elders influence and encourage and boost the self-esteem of our younger counterparts and even ourselves.
Right.
So, yes, right, you can let the people in, they want to come in.
Good morning, caller. You're live on the Council of Elders show. Please state your name, where you're calling from. When you ask your question or make your comment, please mute your phone.
Good morning. It's Walter Williams from Alabaster, Alabama. On the topic of self-esteem, like everything, it begins at home. I'm sorry, but we have to start in the home. Everything begins there because the child has to be reared there, so it's got to start there. Positive affirmation. Always positive affirmation. Never browbeat your kid down. Lift them up. And if at all possible, get a good spiritual foundation. There's a lack of that. And where
Amen.
One might dispute me about a lack of that, well, if there's not a lack, then the Christian community is not stepping up and doing what we're supposed to do. But it's all about
Amen.
Positive
Amen.
Affirmation. We are somebody because God made us, and he didn't make no trash.
Go on.
All right.
That's good.
So, Miss, I want to mention is why self-esteem is important. Self-esteem can play a significant role in your motivation and success throughout your life. Low self-esteem may hold you back from succeeding at school or work because you don't believe yourself to be capable of success. By contrast, having a healthy self-esteem can help you achieve because you navigate life with a positive, assertive attitude and believe you can accomplish your goals. And so we're exploring how we can affect and encourage generational change and uplift here. And like I said, developing high self-esteem may be a foundational pillar. But how do we raise self-esteem in our youth is one of the questions that we won't be able to fully answer this in 1 hour today, but this is the beginning of a conversation that I hope has a ripple effect. Have you asked yourself, where would I be if I had higher self-esteem? Building self-esteem among African-American youth, not trying to be egotistical or arrogant, but having a feeling of self-worth to reach higher because you feel you deserve more. So I know with my own personal, life, I have high self-esteem in some areas and low self-esteem in other areas. And, it's something that I constantly work on. It's a lifelong effort. So you can let the next person in, Oscar.
Good morning, caller. You're live on the Council of Elders show. Please state your name, where you're calling from. When you ask your question or make your comment, please mute your phone.
Hey, this is Malcolm Hughes calling in. Hey, you guys are shedding a lot of wisdom here today, and we've all had our share of points in life where we had a little bit of low self-esteem. But I can recall as a kid growing up, academics worked for me. That was my first area of success, and I got a lot of affirmation, as you guys are talking about, based on my academic success. And what I would say to any kid is find your passion, find what you enjoy doing and do it, and you will get affirmation from that and transition that to other aspects of your life.
Excellent.
And
yes,
Malcolm,
yes, indeed.
As you were raising your kids, what tips would you have other, you know, what did you say to them, or how did you motivate them to have higher self-esteem themselves, besides what you just mentioned?
Well, again, you know, we enforce academics, the things the gentleman had mentioned before. We put Christ in their life. We got them involved in activities with the church at school or Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or things like that, and just put them in a position to be successful. You heard me say my kids played basketball. Both my kids played basketball at the collegiate level, and sports was another area that that we communicated on, and they were somewhat successful at that, and that created, I think, a lot of high self-esteem. And just getting the kid involved in the activities, whatever it may be. It may be dance. It may be some kind of rap. It may be the choir at church or just a normal baseball, little league, football, whatever, you know. Just get the kid, keep the kid active, and he will find a way to find his passion, I think, in all the activities that you as a parent, the family, reinforce upon
him. Amen. Amen.
I'd like to tag on to that, Jensen, because, you know, I was a country boy. And so one of the things I remember is in church, my parents encouraged me to do little poems and stuff during Christmas time and Easter time at church.
Amen.
A bunch of people and say, hey, my name is dot, and this is a story about yada, yada, yada. And it gave you an opportunity to feel good about yourself because you got a chance to speak before an audience. I was nervous as heck. My knees were knocking and my eyeballs were going round and round. But it gave me an opportunity to feel better about myself.
Yeah. I can do this.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do
this. Let me say this. I want to mention this. I want to talk about, just a second, signs of healthy self-esteem. Okay, there are some simple ways to tell if you have healthy self-esteem. You probably have healthy self-esteem if you are more likely to do the following. Number one, avoid dwelling on past negative experiences. Number two, express your needs. Number three, feel confident. Number four, have a positive outlook on life. Number five, say no when you want to. And number six, see overall strengths and weaknesses and accept them. So on the first one, avoid dwelling on past negative experiences. I know I'm the first one to admit that I have had trouble with that. But, you know, the older I get, the more I realize that, you know, so what? You know, it happens, you move on.
What? Make it
happen. But in the midst of it, you know, it's like Michael was saying, we know what to do, but sometimes we put it in a vault and we don't, you know. And so the purpose of what we're talking about today is just to raise the issue and to talk about something that, you know, we don't really talk about. Don't really talk about it in Sunday school that much and socially. So here we are, guys and ladies.
This is Mike again. I'd like to kind of follow up with Brother Malcolm was talking about earlier. Was it Brother Williams? Where he said it starts in the home. And one of the things from my own experience, when I was raising my younger kids, I did everything that I could, not only to positively affirm them. I would praise them when they would do right, just as I would chastise them when they did wrong. But I would always still try to talk to them, even when they did wrong, and talk to them and try to show them that they're still good people. They just might have just made a mistake, and on a daily basis, I would constantly tell them how proud I am of them. But at the same time, and I do that now with even the grown kids in my life, that now it's like I found that one of the things that in helping them affirm themselves is not only just telling them things, but showing interest in things that they are interested in. Because when I'm coming
Amen.
Up, might tell my dad that I was interested in something, and he was like, okay, and move on. I'm working with my son who's trying to be an entrepreneur. And I'm always trying to keep him pumped up, and he's very good on his level of esteem. He's got very high esteem of himself, and he should. And he's got great work ethic and everything. But I have to also show him, not just talk, show him that things that I want for him is good enough for me too. So I'm starting my own business, and I'm watching, and we're talking about it every day, and we're comparing things that we're doing, and we're each actually helping one another. So so showing interest in what they want to do is very important, even if you don't agree. I mean, because it's their life that they're trying to put together. All you want to do is make sure that they do the right things, just like we said, they're in the spiritual frame of mind. We don't go to church regularly, but we pray, and we have and we talk about God and how important the Lord and Jesus Christ is in our lives, and it's true. And when they enjoy the fact that I am sharing with them my feelings about myself and showing them that I have more confidence every day, that helps them. It gives them something to aspire to.
Right. Let me just interject this. Was there somebody that said something?
Well,
okay. Let me. Just,
this is Ron. And
go ahead, Ron. Go ahead.
I was just going to fill in on that because, see, I'm from that generation where the idea was you just do better than what I did. Okay, and with my single family existence with a brother and a sister, that was do what you can do. I have a not so smart friend that says it all the time, Oscar. Find something that you like doing, and you will never work a day in your life. And this is what we forget. This is one of the things
Amen.
Of where we are now. This just happened. This just happened. Technology is taking off. The only way you're considered a smart person, if it's you in the tunnel, if it's you that's doing the technology. But everybody forgets, I ain't up for that. See, I'm a failure. I always have been. Didn't know it early, but I always have been. I can talk. These are the things that if you do what you like doing, electricians get a bunch of money. Okay? Plumbers make a bunch of money. You just find something. You good at something. You ain't that dumb, okay? You good at something. Something out there interests you. Make it work. We really never got that. Because we...
Good morning or good day, wherever you are, all across the...
Right. If you a trash man, you got a good gig, baby.
Right,
right. You get paid weekly. You ain't never taking no check over there and say nobody cashes for me. That's what we were looking for. And as long as we instruct and direct our folks, you can be whatever you want to be. You don't have to be president to be a success. You can have a, what we used to call it back in country, you can have a toilet picking up service because you ain't got no indoor plumbing. But do you realize how much money those folks make? I heard a story here a couple of weeks ago. Guy started out with one taxi cab in New York. Kept buying. He owned a fleet of taxis.
Right. Well, you make a good point, Ron. Let me interject just a little bit here about the signs of low self-esteem. You may need work on how you perceive yourself if you tend to experience these common problems caused by low self-esteem. First, these are the problems of signs of low self-esteem. You believe that others are better than you. As I'm repeating this, if anybody want to make any comments after I'm done, then we can do that. Okay, so you believe that others are better than you. You find it difficult expressing your needs. You focus on your weaknesses. You frequently experience feelings such as shame, depression, or anxiety. You have a negative outlook on life. You have an intense fear of failure. You have trouble accepting positive feedback. You have trouble saying no. You put other people's needs before your own. You struggle with confidence. So did I mention anything there that someone wants to make a comment on?
Chance, this is Walter. Those items that you read off, in my humble opinion, this comes into effect probably around the teen years, where most of your personality has already been formed. And if it's already been formed, then there's an identity crisis. And yes, you have to work on these things here, those things. But then I go back to Malcolm. Malcolm hit the nail on the head about education. You can't beat it. You just cannot beat it. And from my little upbringing,
amen.
You know, when you came from a family where your parents were educators. I come from a family where nobody in my family had ever graduated high school. Nevertheless, I found out that I had a gift, and it was in academics. You know, we never did wonder about whether we made the honor roll or not. We have always wondered about who had the highest GPA. So there, from that point on, we can move. You could be anything, just like what Ben said. You can be anything that you want to be. Yes, there were kids who dressed better, but I was clean every day. I was clean. And so that was no reason for me to have any low self-esteem. You might have one might have stayed on a busy street. I stayed in the country where there was no street. But when I came to the city where the school was, it didn't lack in my self-esteem. So those negative issues come probably around the teen years where most of your personality has already been formed. That's where it's a need for us to start early. The earlier you start, the better.
The better off you are. Amen. Amen. And let me just carry off on that because, see, I know exactly what you're saying. I came from one of the poorest families in my particular area. I didn't know it at that time, but my grand folks had a better reputation than I did. And I'm the one that's showing up every day just as cool as you want to be at school. But those were hand-me-downs.
Right.
That had nothing to do with who I actually was. I looked good because somebody gave me some hand-me-down. And that was my whole deal. No, you don't dress better than me. I'll catch up with you in a minute if you do. But the whole idea is I agree with you 100%, Mr. Williams. It starts then. See, you can't grow up thinking, did you ever think you were poor?
No, I never knew I was poor until I went to college.
Thank you. I don't know no better until I know better. And that's
good morning, ladies and
see.
Gentlemen. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're live on the Council of Elders show, and if you would like to make a comment or ask a question, please press 1, and Mr. Jensen will let you in.
Yeah, so
yes,
one of the things that we're going to be working on is how do we intervene with a person who has low self-esteem? I mean, how, and I don't know the answer to this. I'm researching it, and I'm going to get some professionals to help us with that. But, you know, how what are some of the techniques and tactics if you find, you know, a gang member or someone who has very low self-esteem? What are some of the things that you say to them? We're kind of lucky to have, you know, the backgrounds that we've had, but not everybody has had those backgrounds. So it's not something
right.
that we're going to be able to do today, but it's something that it's worth the effort of looking into and pursuing and actually finding out how to do. Intervention measures. And so does anyone have any comments?
This is Walter again. You got to show them a different way. And I understand that if a person is brought up in on a street and never really branches from that street, that's all they know. So we have to intervene on a one-on-one basis. If you see something, do something. If you see a person, or and especially if it's in your family, if you see it, tackle it one-on-one. Get that person to the side. Give them another vision. Find out what vision that they have. And if they have no vision, the Bible says the people perish for lack of vision. So give them another vision. Show them another way. And then maybe that might inspire them to ask questions. Okay, you saw me, or you told me about this. So how would I start to get there? And then that gets the ball rolling.
Right.
Let me say this. Eleanor Roosevelt said that no one can make you feel inferior without your consent.
Amen. That's good.
No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. So with anyone listening, if you feel inferior in any way, shape, or form, it's with your own
consent.
So
Right.
I mean, you could feel inferior in one area and superior in the other one, but regardless of unless you consent to it, you that's on you. That I don't want to get into politics. And please, we don't want to take this too much further.
Yeah, it's hard.
But that's one thing I like about Trump. You know, I don't care what happened. He's not gonna let it.
I ain't conceding nothing. I didn't say that.
But,
I like the way you think. I remember years ago, if you will, when I went to school. I went to school to be an architect. I got married early. I came out and I went to work after a couple of jobs, dishwasher and all that old kind of thing. I finally got a job with Southwestern Bell. And that was the biggest.
Please mute your microphones if you're not speaking.
The whole idea was I was going to work for somebody that didn't care what color I was. they were looking for black folks. And I was the second black folk that ever went to work for them in my little old hometown. Okay? So for me, that was a very big boost, because I was not willing to settle for busting dishes or busting tables or, and then once I got in that position, it put me in a position to say, well, hell, I did that. I can do something else. And I went into drafting for 4 or 5 years. Then I went into sales for 15 years. And all of a sudden, I think I can pretty much do anything. I'm Superman. Okay? And that's all it takes. And God will give us that. Okay? If you try, if you aim correctly, if you pray continuously, He'll give you what you want. He's already told us that. So, again, this is the reason I agree with Mr. Williams so much. We've come so far. Don't let it slip away. Just continue. This is what you want. That's what you want. I don't want to be a robotics engineer. That wasn't one of my plans. My plans were to be an architect. But God took me to sales. That's where I made some money. That's where I learned about business. That's where I did the most growth. But you have to be open for it, like you said earlier. You know, experience some new things. I tell my grandkids now, I got great grandkids, so I guess I'm going to have to start telling them, just do what makes you happy will make you happy. So I agree with you, brother. I agree with you. And we do have to keep this going on. We have to keep this going on.
Back to Jansen's thought there. I think, therefore, I am. We have to change the way we think. If
Amen.
You think negatively, you're going to react negatively.
Negatively.
If you think
yes.
positively, you will react positively. How do you get there?
Amen.
You just put the nail on the head. How do we get there?
Yeah.
Within yourself, there's something that you really like. I don't care. Every person is something in you. God gives all of us a gift. Every last human being, God has given a gift. Whatever that gift is, it's what you really feel good about doing.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is use that as a catapult.
Mm-hmm.
Good, better, best. Do not let it rest until the good is better and the better is best.
Is best. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Let me interject with a personal caveat that I've just made a breakthrough on. And I don't know if it has anything to do with self-esteem. Yeah, I think so. But for years, I just kept telling myself, this technology stuff, I just don't understand it. You know, all this Facebook and, you know, Twitter.
Hi, Shani.
Now they got Zoom and all kinds of, you know, all kind of technical stuff. I wish we could just go back to the fax machine and, you know. You know, now they want you to scan and
so, I guess it ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen.
I just kept telling myself, you know, I wanted, you know, and so I know, you know, building websites and editing websites, this kind of stuff I didn't grow up on, and so I just dreaded it.
I don't want to know about that. I don't want to know about that.
I don't want to. Right, right. And so I know I had a friend of mine come over, and we were building a website, and he was showing me how to edit it and how to do it. And then when he left, And the next day I started trying to do it, and I didn't remember a thing he said, almost not a thing he said. And so now what's helped me out a lot is that as people
if
are explaining this stuff to me, that
yeah.
now I carefully write everything down step by step. What's the first thing I need to do? What's the second thing I need to do? What's the third thing I need to do? And I put it on my computer on the word processor so that I can store it and then make a copy of it and put it in a book. And so that the next time I want to do something, I got the directions. It's like baking a cake. You know, I don't know how to make German chocolate cake, but
no
if you
cook.
Give me a recipe, then I can do
no
it. So,
Yes. Let me just put this in there real quick. You old now.
No, that has nothing to do
that,
with it, Ron. No.
That's good.
No,
the
point I'm trying to make is that whether you're old or you're young, you can do a lot if you know the process.
And if you're interested. And if you're interested.
Right.
That too being my point. If you want to know this, you know this, but you fighting and screaming the whole way,
Amen.
It's going to be kind of difficult.
Amen. You have to embrace the word you're looking for, gentlemen, is embrace. Jan, you got to embrace change.
Thank you.
Because change
I
is inevitable. Everything must change. You got to embrace
must
it.
Must change.
And you know what? I found out it's really not difficult because you don't have to reinvent the wheel. We know right now. You can Google anything. You can Google anything. It'll tell you how to do it.
But see,
you know,
right,
it's,
right.
Not
see,
that difficult. It's not that difficult. It really
it's
not.
That's what I found out.
Unless
found
you don't want to know. See, that's my deal. I don't want to know.
Okay,
if I
well,
need help, I'll call you.
Okay,
I'll call
well.
You. When I need that, I'll call you.
Right. But I got tired of calling over and over again, so I just learned how to, you know, let them show me how to do it,
right.
And then write it down, and then go on to the next thing.
Just call
but
that's
I guess
the best,
that
my
creates
man.
Your interest. That
but
your
you know,
interest.
But you know, being frustrated. And not knowing how to do things can lower your self-esteem. I mean, it just makes you feel like, wow, I can't learn
this. Right there, what you said now, I do not allow that to happen to me. Because as I said before, when I need you, I will call you. Oscar will tell you that about me all the time. I don't want to know until I need to know. Huh?
I just say get tech support on the phone.
From him, if he don't know, I'm lost. I'll wait till my wife come home, see if she know. Okay? But that's what I'm saying.
Right, you have
to create to escalate yourself. Know what you want. I want to be a technician. No, not really. When I need you, I will call you.
Right. Well, what I'm saying, Ron, is not everybody shares that attitude, you know. And I share the attitude that after you show me how to do it, I don't want to have to keep asking you to come and show me how to do it over and over again.
that's part of my process.
Some things I don't know.
Yeah. That's my process. And when I know I got to go back there, I will make notes to know how to get back there. My wife started doing that for me the other day. And I was so thankful that you show me how to get there where I can do this and do that and then get it on off. I don't have to wait for you to come home. But that's what we're talking about. Realize who you are, what you want, and then you distinguish. I'm not that privileged on the computer. Therefore, when I need something, If I can't get there, then I know where to go. This again is one of the things that my company started going to computers, that's when I quit. Because I didn't want to know about computers. 2 years
well, that's
later,
fine, but
I was
we're trying to inspire the next generation. The next generation is technical, so they got to embrace it. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to invent the wheel.
There
it comes. Ask
not.
Somebody
please,
just like you do.
Your
ask somebody,
if you
or like Jan does.
I'm sorry.
Right. In other words, what
please
I found out.
Please mute your microphone.
What I found out is very simple.
We have 8 minutes.
All you need is the instructions of how to do it. It's not really rocket science.
And I agree. It never has been. It never has been. You're not that dumb. And that's kind of what I lead in with all the time. No, you way smarter than that right there. You're not that dumb. Pay attention. See what's going on in and around you. Pay attention. If you pay attention, then you will understand what's really going on. You got a mind. God gave you something to work with. Listen.
And tell them to ask questions.
Ask questions. Exactly.
Ask questions.
Exactly. You got the mind. Use it. And
right,
that's
well,
pretty much my deal.
Right. Well, as we move along, we're going to, like I say, be inspiring young people and even ourselves generally.
Yes. Yes.
How to, you know, to move forward, be more successful in life, and just give them the inspiration to try to improve their lives and lift their self-esteem and their self-worth and their self-confidence. And so today's program is just raising our consciousness about it, because it's something that we don't really think about enough. And so
Amen.
We just touched the subject today. We just scratched the surface, but we're going to be dealing with this a little bit more as we move along, and just how do we intervene with younger people who have low self-esteem and help them to raise their self-esteem so that they can reach higher in their lives. And so,
only thing that I would add to that, Jensen, is just not the younger folks, but us also. If we raise our level of concern, they'll raise theirs. They're quite capable of doing that. But just like anything else, if I see you do it, I know it can be done. So, yes, younger people, people of our age too. You're starting a new career right here with this right here. And this is what you wanted. I don't know how many years, but this is what you want. And it's a helpful implementation of information. And that's what we need. So,
and you want to make sure that we be prepared to show them how we got there.
Amen.
Because they're definitely watching us. You know, they don't want if your stuff is not together, then how can you tell them? And that's the same thing that's on their mind. Where I don't see you doing all that. You know, so
yeah,
we got to make it our truth, and we got to share it with them.
Make it our truth, exactly. Make it our truth. Show them. Show them. Just don't talk about it. This is not the age of do what I say, not what I do. And that's kind of where we started out. This is not the age for that. These kids are smart. Okay? They can figure out something you can't figure out on that computer. So why do you think they're dumb? I tell my wife all the time, this is just their first time around. They're way ahead of you. They just don't
right,
know
well,
all the tricks.
We don't really think they're dumb. It's just a matter of some kids in our community may not have the parents that we've had, and they may not be getting the proper
information that they need. Yeah, yeah.
The proper information that they need and the proper knowledge that they need, and so that's one of the things that we're trying to come in.
And again, now I was not doing that per se. What I was saying that is because we are old, we got to learn some new stuff ourselves.
Well, that's right. So I'm trying to get you to learn them computers and stop dreading it like I did.
Yeah, well, you want to go there. You want to go there.
you see, that's what I was talking about. That's what I was talking about. They see you ain't doing it. Why should they?
That's good. If you want to tell a kid how to work on a computer, you need to know a little something about it yourself.
I know how to turn it on. I can turn it on. I'll warm it up for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You just tell them to do what I say, not as I do.
And there you go. See, that's the generation I'm from.
We as the Council of Elders, we are here to inspire them to move ahead. If we don't know,
amen,
show them to
amen,
somebody, point them in the direction of somebody who do know. That's the whole idea.
That's
no,
right. That's right.
That's right.
That's good.
That's right.
That's good. That's good.
No, because we
right,
don't know everything,
know,
but we know somebody that knows. Somebody
that
knows somebody.
Know
somebody. And it's all about communication.
Yeah, there we go.
That's right. Teach them how to build a network.
Yeah, you know, networking. All of this ties together. Networking, yeah.
We got to start sharing that.
We're going to be putting together some...
We really are the first generation to start that. But it didn't follow through. Because us as black people... You want all the credit. No, it takes a group of folks to raise a kid, okay? This is our first time around, too. I made a bunch of mistakes, man. I made a bunch of mistakes. I had some contacts I didn't know what I had. But no, I was off into something else. And that's the reason I'm saying, no, just listen. Listen. See what's going on around you. That's one of my most powerful messages, man. I preach that to my kids all the time. Kids, grandkids, great grandkids now. Listen.
Right. We only got another couple of minutes. I want to thank everybody for listening in today. Today's show was a introduction.
30 seconds.
To self-esteem. To just get us thinking towards it. We have some more information to come on this. So tune in next week. And we'll either have a speaker or a continuation of this topic or another good topic. But just remember that you want to... research and try to raise your own self-esteem, and you want to
amen,
try to learn how to help your kids and grandkids have higher self-esteem. With that,
amen,
I let Mr. Walter.
show has ended.
The okay. show has
Are we going to get off?
The show
go
has
ahead and get off. We're going to talk.
If I don't close the episode, everything that you're saying now would be appended to the show. So if
okay.
you want to keep talking, that's up to you. But just tell me if you want to leave. Want me to leave it open?
Jensen, you hear that? Is Jensen there?
I think Jensen no.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's just close it. Let's just close it.
Yeah.
Don't
okay.
zone. Let's just close it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, gentlemen.
Have a good day.
All right.
Had a great
Y'all
day.
Have a great...
It was nice being with
Likewise.
Everybody again.
Amen.
Likewise.
Amen.
Have a great
Bye-bye.
Day.
Talk
have
to you soon.
Bye bye.
Mike, I'm gonna give you a call.
Bye-bye.